Welcome to Making Michaela. I'm your host, Michaela Lacey, a 19-year-old marketing student, marketing intern, content creator, and part-time server. As a young woman who is about to be navigating her 20s, I've realized how confusing the real world can be. So in this podcast, I'll be chatting with experts on topics ranging from wellness to networking and having girl chats with friends, from relationships to finding your career path, all to help you and me build our best aligned lives. Because no, you're not alone. Growing up is hard. I hope this episode brings some sort of value to your journey. And if it does, please don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show. Hello, and welcome back to Making Michaela. Today's episode is a solo episode, and I'm going to be talking about being an overachiever and my thoughts on it at the moment. Well, being a self-proclaimed overachiever. I just feel like I've always been one since a very young age. It is probably the Aquarius in me because I feel like everything has to be unique and big. And if I do something, I have to be going all out and do the best that I possibly can. Like even for Halloween, as we were talking about in the last episode, I have to have a unique costume. I have to go all out for Halloween. I have to buy things from a million different places so that it's so unique and nobody else has the same costume as me. And it has to be exactly replicating the person that I'm trying to replicate. Like, it just has to be the best possible version of whatever it is. And I don't know why I feel so much pressure to do that or want to do that so bad. But that's kind of just how I've always been. I've always been somebody that goes out of their way for no reason. Even in my serving life, I will always go out of my way to make sure that I'm giving that person whatever they want, even if it's totally unreasonable and not even within my scope of work. I am like, okay, I'm going to do this for you, which is a good quality, don't get me wrong, but we'll be talking about the things that maybe make it a bad quality and ways to defer the bad qualities about being an overachiever, because of course it can be a good thing, but there are some times where it's like, I can recall the first time that I felt the need to be an overachiever. Well, I don't really recall my actual intentions behind what I was doing because I was so young, but I was in the fourth grade and I made a fully functioning cardboard arcade in a abandoned classroom that was across the classroom from mine. And I hired people to work in the arcade. I paid them with our like cub cash, the currency that our elementary school was using, because I wanted to buy everything. Like I, even if I didn't want whatever it was, I would buy it just to buy it, which is like, why? Why was I competing with myself to buy all of these random items? Anyways, I would hire kids to go inside of the cardboard boxes and work inside of them. Even for the ticket master, like he would have to like go inside of the cardboard box and put the tickets out of the box. So it was a whole production, and I feel like I've stayed like that. I've literally just always been like that. But I feel like I don't know why I feel the need to be so successful or have my shit figured out at such a young age. I always feel like I have to be doing something that makes me seem older, that makes me seem more mature. Like there are, of course, other motivations behind doing the things that I want to do besides just being an overachiever. But I question sometimes if I'm ruining my youthful years by trying to act so grown up so quickly. Like, have I put too many things on my plate to where I now feel like I can't take the time to just be a young girl? I feel like there's so many times where my friends have asked me to do things or asked me to go on trips, and most of the time I will absolutely say yes. But sometimes I feel like I don't have the time for that. I have too many responsibilities that I put onto myself where I don't have to show up. Like, if I'm talking about my responsibility to this podcast, I don't have to show up every week. Nobody is holding me to that. But once I start something, I hold myself to it. And it's now something that I'm bringing onto myself. And I know that if I do not hold myself to it, then it's going to affect me badly and I'm going to think bad things about myself. But I feel like a lot of the times I will say no to things because I feel like I can't take them on. So as a young woman that's pretty ambitious, I can sometimes feel like I'm wasting my youth because why am I so ambitious? Like, which is obviously a good trait, but at the same time, and I do have fun, of course, like I go out and do fun things all the time and I go on lots of trips, but sometimes it feels like I say no to just normal things that people do, like going out on weekends. I don't really usually say yes to doing that just because I feel like I don't have time or I have other responsibilities or I need to be serving. So there's just a lot of different things going on in my brain and a lot of different responsibilities that I feel like I have. Maybe I'm feeling like I have more than I actually do. And I just like to trick myself into thinking that I don't have time, because I bet that I could make time for a lot of things, but it's just like a deeper mental battle around things like that. But we're going to be talking about the ways that I am going to strive to fix it, because life has been feeling a little bit stressful recently for whatever reason, and it doesn't need to feel that way. I feel like a lot of the reasons that I feel stress is because of my own brain stressing myself out for no reason. So these are the ways that we are going to get over it, and quick. So if you're feeling similarly to me and are asking yourself these questions that I'm asking myself, then you're right there with me in the self-awareness stage, which is always an important first step, of course. But overachievers have goals. We are usually very goal-oriented people. And one thing that has helped me is understanding that it is not necessary to excel at every area in my life simultaneously. That is just impossible. I feel like a lot of the reason why I'm stressed is because I'm thinking of 5 different goals that I want to work towards today, and that's just not the reality. I'm sure that you can make small steps towards them, and that is realistic, but as long as you're having a realistic mindset about it, it can be fine. But if you feel like this is a problem for you, then a good practice can be choosing one area of your life to work on a month. You can also choose one for each of the 4 quarters of the year, because this can be preferable if you want to have more time to focus on the area that you're deciding to work on for that time period. I feel like that can be so much more attainable, just choosing one thing and really honing in on that. And of course, keeping up with other areas of your life. You don't have to give up on them, but you also don't have to try to excel at them. So it just takes a lot of pressure off of yourself. There are many studies that show, and I do not have the sources off the top of my head, but it is definitely a known thing that we as humans think that we are good multitaskers, and studies have shown that we are not at all, and that we think that we are. But if you actually compare doing each task once at a time and doing them all simultaneously, the first task prevails in efficientness. So just keep that in mind. I know that I always think that I can do multiple things at once, and then I actually just take more time to do each thing because my brain can't properly focus. So be self-aware if that's a thing for you. And then, of course, you should make sure that these goals that you're setting and areas you're working on are being worked on for the correct reasons. I feel like sometimes we can set goals for ourselves that are rooted in comparison or what we think other people want us to achieve. And that can be a really hard path to follow, because once you achieve one goal going in that direction, the direction that you maybe think others are wanting you to go, or you're doing to compete with another person, or you're doing because you're comparing yourself to somebody else, is going to put you one step closer on that life path. And you're most likely going to keep following that path, then diverging off of it once you started it. So I would be careful with your goals and really make sure that your intentions are correct so that you can actually continue to work on the life path that is meant for you and not somebody else's decision of what they think you should be doing. And if we work to achieve goals that we aren't even setting for us, we will really feel no sense of accomplishment or happiness when we achieve them, because it's not what we actually even want. So it's definitely important just for your own happiness, because you're not going to feel any accomplishment completing them. I feel like a lot of times we set goals and we think, oh, once I achieve this, I'm going to be happier. And one, that isn't true. But two, if you're doing goals that other people are kind of pushing you to set, then achieving it won't even make you happy. So like, what is the point? There's none. So really make sure that that's something that you're keeping in check. And with accomplishing our goals as overachievers, I think we also may belittle ourselves and think that only major accomplishments are worth celebrating, but that is not true at all. Any accomplishment is worth celebrating, no matter how small. It also just makes life so much more enjoyable and fun, and I think that it is so important. Any small milestone needs to be celebrated. It also puts life into perspective for us, because at the end of the day, of course, life is short. So if you're only celebrating each time you land a job you want. You're probably not going to land like 100 jobs in your life. So what is that? Like less than 100 celebrations? That's no fun. So I feel like celebrating every small thing. If you did all of the morning habits that you wanted to do for a week, celebration. If you drank a gallon of water for the whole week, finally, and you told yourself you were going to do it for so long, celebration. If you got to work on time every day, celebration. Like, I feel like there's just so much room in life to celebrate. And of course, celebrating doesn't mean you have to go insane and spend tons of money on a celebration. But you know, whatever that means to you, that'll just make life so much more enjoyable. Like for this podcast, whenever I hit my first 1,000 downloads, which in the grand scheme of things is a very small number, although I'm still very grateful to hit 1,000 downloads, in the grand scheme of things, you really only see people celebrating 1 million or 100,000. But who knows when I'm going to get there or if I will ever get there. So 1,000, it's time for a celebration. And I think that's really an important mindset to keep just for your happiness and overall joy. One struggle I seem to always find myself with is saying yes to too many responsibilities. I feel like I just want to say yes to everyone because, one, I want to have the most life experiences possible. That's just how I am. And two, I don't like to say no to people, not really because I'm a people pleaser, but I'm also a very chill person. So it's really hard for me to not just go with the flow. Like if somebody asks me to do something, I'm just going to be like, oh yeah, yeah. Just because I am a go with the flow type of person. So it's hard for me to be like, I actually have this boundary and I actually have this responsibility that I think maybe is prioritized over that. And it's hard for me to really think of those things just with the way that I am. So I'm understanding that learning to say no and understanding what is too much for me to take on and taking on too many things will actually impede my growth instead of helping it, which I think we're all saying yes to responsibilities, assuming that they're going to grow us in some way, get us to some kind of goal. But if you're taking on too many and you're half-assing a bunch of goals, that's not going to work. That's not going to help anything because your full potential isn't even being shown. Maybe a quarter of your potential is being shown to 5 different people, but that in the grand scheme of things is kind of terrible because those people are not going to come together and understand your full potential by piecing together the things that they've learned about you. So understanding that is also a good thing and just something that I've dealt with and something that I'm trying to learn how to do. Something I'm also trying to do is understand that rest is productive and rest is necessary. I say I'm trying to understand it because I haven't fully understood it. Well, mentally I understand it, but physically I can't sometimes. I feel like I can't take breaks properly or properly relax because I know that I could be working towards something. And that can be really difficult because you're never operating on a 100% full battery. You can't properly rest. It's the same thing as the last struggle. As I think I'm actually helping my growth by being constantly productive, it's actually being impeded because I'm not operating at 100% while working on the things that are supposed to get me to where I want to go. I feel like I will want to take a nap, and don't get me wrong, I take my naps, but like before my naps, my mind is maybe racing about the things that I should be doing, or whenever I am scrolling, and I try not to scroll, but whenever I do scroll, my mind is just thinking, being in the marketing field, I'm thinking business-wise, or I'm thinking of my scrolling professionally and thinking, how can I turn the TikTok that this person made into a different concept for the projects that I'm working on or for the internship that I have? And so it's actually hard to find things that help you rest, especially depending on what field you're working in, because of course, everybody's work life looks different. Somebody who's a doctor isn't going to look on social media and think of work. So it really just depends on what you're doing. I like to think of social media and TV as a nice way to relax, but I feel like that really isn't the reality anymore. And once I can be real with myself on that, then I can figure out the ways that I actually do enjoy relaxing. And that can be maybe going to the sauna or going on a walk, especially a silent walk. And I know I've talked about that before, but it's a great way of meditation. Some other things I love to do. I love to be in nature. I love to go camping with my boyfriend. I love to go on trips. And although those actually are not super relaxing because I do just want to take videos and make things into different concepts that I can use. So is it relaxing? Not really. It's actually more stressful. But see, that's me being real with myself. You just have to like be real with yourself. And yes, of course, you can enjoy it and think of work things, but is it relaxing? Is it helping you charge to 100%? That's the real question here. So some other things that do charge me up would be, I do love to hang out with friends and catch up with friends that I haven't talked to in a while. Maybe get coffee. I love to get coffee with my best friend and just chill. And of course, these things are going to be different for anyone. And if you feel like you can't think of any off the top of your head, then that's a great way to find some new things that you love. Me and Ian just figured out that we love pickleball and have been going a few times a week. And it has been so fun and a really nice way to kind of get all your energy out before the night. And so we'll go there and then after kind of shower and get ready for bed because we're super tired after that, which is actually perfect because I've been feeling random bursts of energy to where I can't fall asleep. I used to be the person to where I could fall asleep anywhere and absolutely would fall asleep anywhere. And it was kind of embarrassing because why could I do that? And why did I have no shame? But whatever, that used to be me. And recently I haven't been able to fall asleep as easily as I have before. My mind has just had too many things racing and too many ideas that I'm thinking about. It's just really hard to fall asleep. So doing an activity like that before bed has really helped. So I think also tweaking your daily routines into something that works for you now, that probably wouldn't have been something that worked for me in the past because I was already winded down. I was already tired. I was not about to run around and play pickleball. But now that I'm feeling a little bit more energetic towards the nighttime, it helps me get ready for bed and it's a nice little tweak to my routine. So finding things like that, and if anybody has any ways that they like to relax, any unique things that you like to do that have helped you relax, please let me know because I am really down to try out some new things that don't involve working out, honestly, because I always think of relaxing as ways of movement or working out, which of course is a great way, but I honestly can't think of things besides that. So if somebody has some other recommendations, please let me know because I'm so down to try. And as an overachiever, I think that one thing that you really need to let go of is the mindset that you're waiting to achieve something to be happy, because that is not true and it never will be. Ever. You are never going to achieve whatever you're going to achieve as an overachiever, at least, and then just be happy. Because as an overachiever, you're obviously going to think of the next thing. Like, duh, we know us. You're going to think of the next thing that you're going to achieve instantly, or maybe in a day, like at the most. And boom, you're not happy. You're in the waiting stage again. Finding ways to be present as you're working towards those goals is key. Like everybody freaking says, it's not the destination, it's the ride, it's the journey, something like that. And that really is true because it isn't. It is the journey, and the journey is the longer part. So would you rather be happy for a short amount of time once you achieve the thing, or be happy for forever? Like, I think it's a pretty obvious choice, and I understand it's way easier said than done, of course, but taking the steps to actually try today is so worth it because you will just be out of the phase. I understand what it feels like. It just feels so blah and like time is moving by so fast, or maybe not fast enough because you're just waiting for the next day so that you can work back on the task that you were trying to work on. And you're just always in a state of just blah. You just feel like blah. And you're just waiting for something to happen. And you're just waiting for you to finally achieve whatever you're going to achieve. And yeah, it'll be fun. But what is so bad about right now? Nothing is bad about right now. And of course, I don't know your situation or the severity of the goal you're trying to achieve. But at least I can speak for myself. I am still happy. I still have all the things that I need to be happy. And while the goals that I want will elevate my life, I will get to them when I get to them, and I will be happy in where I am there, but I'm still happy here. And that's definitely the key. And it's also the key to actually achieving that goal, I believe, because then you won't get burnout. I feel like if you're working too hard and if you're just waiting to achieve it, burnout is really possible. If you're already happy and it's not as insane and push, 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 then you won't be burnout and you're more likely to achieve that goal more consistently. And you're able to manifest it easier if you're into that. I think that being on the same vibration as what you're attracting is the key. And we do all know that, that that is what you have to do. You have to be vibrating the same energy for what you want to attract. It's the law of attraction, of course. So being in a state of negativity while trying to attract something that you deem so positive isn't going to work. It just scientifically does not work. You have to be already there for it to come to you. So I think that's super important. You should really try it. So that's kind of the end of my rant slash advice session. I feel like I was talking myself through this just as much as I was talking you through it. So I hope that it was somewhat helpful, or you could at least relate and feel like you're not alone. Maybe some of the struggles that I was feeling about just wanting to achieve your goals so deeply. So to kind of summarize the strategies that I'm using to help get myself out of this funk of just being an overachiever and being insane is, number one, understanding that it is not necessary to excel in every area of my life simultaneously. Number two, choosing one area of your life to work on a month or a quarter. Three, making sure that those goals or areas that you're working on are for the correct intentions. Make sure that no comparison, competition, or outside voices are swaying your decisions. Four, celebrating everything, especially your small accomplishments, not only the major ones. Five, learning to say no to too many responsibilities. Six, understanding that rest is productive and necessary, and taking action to find the things that actually help us rest, and being real with ourselves if things are actually giving us energy or taking it away. And finally, seven, letting go of the mindset that you're waiting to achieve blank to be happy, because it's not true. Again, I will bang it into your freaking brain. It's not true. So this episode was a short little solo because I didn't have a guest plan for this week, just because this is pre-recorded before me and Masai's trip to New York. I will see you in the next one. Bye.
Thank you so much for sticking around to the end of the episode. I hope it brought you value. And if it did, please don't forget to rate and review the show, letting me know any feedback, guests I should have on, or topics I should talk about. If you want to stick around, please make sure to follow the show. No review or follow goes unnoticed, and I am so, so grateful for every single one. If you're interested in my content on other platforms such as Instagram or TikTok, they will be linked in the show notes. See you soon.